Well, it's day two for a very different U.S. Open tennis tournament. There are no fans at the matches in Flushing Meadows, New York, and some of the world's top players opted out because of the pandemic. But there is top-flight tennis. Top seed Novak Djokovic and 2018 U.S. Open champ Naomi Osaka were among the winners on day one yesterday. Pam Shriver, the ESPN analyst and former U.S. Open singles finalist, is here. Pam, the New York Times described this as decidedly bizarre. What are you seeing?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm actually home in Los Angeles with quite the setup in my office so that I can cover remotely and do what I can. I've got three high schoolers home. One of my children's has at-risk underlying conditions for the virus, so I just couldn't take the risk to travel. And I totally understand why athletes like Rafa Nadal and Ash Barty on the women's side, you know, decided they didn't want to make the trip. However, I think what the USTA has done is to create the best bubble they possibly could with all the information, all the data, all the medicine, medical information. And I think the players that are there feel really quite safe.
Yeah. Well, we can't help but think of current events. These matches follow the Cincinnati, which they held on the same court so players wouldn't have to travel. Novak Djokovic won, but he seemed, you know, somewhat chastened then. You know, he's the one who had the party early on in the pandemic. Players got sick. I mean, it doesn't seem to be affecting his play. Obviously, he did great yesterday, but it's in the air.
Well, I think everybody has unease. Novak's dealing with not only what happened a couple of months ago, the tournament he put on where quite a few players, including himself, tested positive and they didn't practice what we know you have to practice to keep yourself safe. But he's also trying to start a new men's players association. So he's got tennis politics. He's got the virus. He's trying to win his, I think it would be his 19th major title. So there's a lot on his plate. There's a lot on everybody's plate, including Serena Williams, who plays today on ESPN as she goes after her record-tying 24th major, with everything on her plate being a wife and the mom to an almost three-year-old. So anyway, actually, maybe it's even today is Olympia's birthday. So everybody's dealing with a lot.
I know, you know, and by the way, not everyone's happy with Djokovic's plan, but you're speaking of the women now, and there's 16-year-old Coco Gauff, who, you know, got so much buzz when she won her first two matches of the Open last year. She's out of the U.S. Open, but, you know, she gave that incredible speech in June about the Black Lives Matter movement. You can't help but think that this might be affecting her and other players.
Yeah, I mean, there's enough to deal with when you're trying to just be the best tennis player. But I feel like the young tennis players who are of color are really stepping up to be great leaders. Coco Gauff, Naomi Osaka, she was the one who stepped forward first last week when the Cincinnati tournament ended up taking a pause alongside the NBA, WNBA, and other other sports. So, you know, you're thrust into a leadership position. You either have what it takes or you don't. And in this case, these players do. And obviously in women's tennis, you have the greatest role model of them all in Billie Jean King and what she went through in the early 70s to push women's tennis into more equal footings alongside men's tennis. Therefore, we have a U.S. Open that's been played with equal prize money since 1973.
Yeah. By the way, the recent issue of Tennis Magazine lays out just how much tennis has been entwined with activism. It's terrific. But tennis is being played, and it's good tennis. ESPN analyst Pam Shriver, thanks for helping us bring attention to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.